This is session 3 of our audio tutorial Introducing BookSense XT. Your host for this set of sound illustrated explorations is yours truly, B.T. Kimbrough. Please remember that Introducing BookSense XT is not designed to replace the user's manual, which was supplied along with your unit. What it will do is give you the opportunity to familiarize yourself with the commands and capabilities of the BookSense XT as you listen to what the device actually sounds like in both simple and advanced operations. Up to this point, we've spent a lot of time familiarizing ourselves with the locations and some of the functions of the controls of BookSense. Well, now we're going to start putting those controls to work. We're in the file list, we're in the media player, I'm at the top of the menu. Audiobooks is the name of the first folder. I'm going to press the down arrow.
Music, folder 2 of 5.
And here is my music folder. I'm going to open that folder by pressing the right arrow.
Big broadcast, folder 1 of 6.
And remember that when BookSense opens a folder, it doesn't say folder open, it just tells you the name of the first file or the first subdirectory under that folder. And this folder is called Big Broadcast, which is the name of one of my very favorite old radio programs done by Ed Walker. It comes out of station WAMU in Washington, D.C. And this contains some longer files. The thing that really distinguishes effective media player software is if it can help you move from place to place and get exactly where you want to in a long file. Let's open the Big Broadcast folder.
Big Broadcast, June 7th, MP3, 1 of 3.
And this is the one for June 7th. Now, instead of pressing right arrow to open this file, I'm going to hit the play pause control, and we'll hear a few words, and then I'll put it on pause, and we'll start to look at some of the functions which change the moment you start playing a file.
And, as usual, we'll begin with Johnny Dollar.
Pause.
Well, we're off into a completely different world now. We're out of the file list. We're in a file. I can tell you that this is a 4-hour program, so this is a really long file. But what you want to know is, what controls can you press? What information can you get that will tell you how long the file is? Where you are in it? How can you move from place to place so that if you're in the first hour and you want to hear something an hour and a half later, how can you do that? How can you place marks in the file so that you can quickly come back to places that you want to revisit? These are all things that you can do with the BookSense and things that we'll be working on in this session. The first thing you need right now is information. The information key is the zero key. Press it and release it right away.
File name Big Broadcast, June 7th, MP3. Time elapsed, 0 hour, 0 minute, 46 seconds. Total time, 4 hours, 4 minutes, 31 seconds, 1 of 1. Pause.
Well, we got ourselves a lot of information there. The name of the file, a reminder of how many files are in the directory, the elapsed time, which in this case is no hours, no minutes, and 48 seconds, the total file time, which is over 4 hours, and finally, what the status of the controls is. We're currently in the pause mode. Well, now that we know where we are and what the status of the controls is, we want to do some moving. One of the neat features in the BookSense is it will allow you to move by a percentage, and that makes large movements quite easy. The move by percentage key is the 8 key. So I'm going to press the number 8.
0% playing. Enter the percentage. Edit box.
It tells me I'm at the 0% mark. I know this file is about 4 hours. If I wanted to go to about the 1-hour mark in this file, what I would do is tell it to go to 25%. So I'm going to enter 25.
2. 5.
And press what would be the pound key if this was a cell phone, but it's not, so it's the OK key.
How'd he know I was coming? I wired Chester for so
pause.
Well, I'm in the middle of another program. Let me press the information key and let's see where we are.
Time elapsed, 1 hour, 1 minute, 11 seconds. Total time, 4 hours, 4 minutes, 31 seconds.
Well, we didn't get exactly to the 1 hour mark, but we got close. The file is a little bit longer than 4 hours. So by entering 25%, we got very close to the 1 hour mark. We did that by pressing the 8 key, which is the move by percent control. Now there are some smaller ways we can move, and I'll show you some of those. When you're actually playing a file, the up and down arrows will determine for you what kind of movement is possible. Let me show you what I mean. I'll press the up arrow.
Time.
Now our movement is going to take place by time. Let's go all around the circle.
First or last track.
If you're in a large playlist, let's say you've got 100 files, you don't want to have to press the down arrow for each file to get to the beginning or end. So, using that unit of movement, you would press the left arrow to go to the beginning, the first track, and the right arrow to go to the end of the list, the last track. I'll press the up arrow now. Let's see what other kinds of movements we have available.
5 tracks.
You could move 5 tracks at a time in your playlist.
1 track.
You could move 1 track at a time, and that would be the logical way to do it, unless you have a very large list. And then there's...
Time.
Time. Now, once you've selected to move by time, there are some other keys that you want to make friends with. The 9 key will determine what kind of time unit you're moving by. The default is 5 seconds, and your other possibilities are...
Time index mode, 10 seconds. Time index mode, 30 seconds. Time index mode, 1 minute. Time index mode, 5 minutes. Time index mode, 10 minutes. Time index mode, 30 minutes. Time index mode, 1 hour. Time index mode, 5 seconds.
So you have a lot of control over how big or how small your time units are going to move. How do you actually execute these movements? You do that with the left and right arrows. So as soon as you select the kind of unit you're going to move by, 1 track or 5 tracks, beginning track or end track, or time, you forget about the up and down arrows for a while and you move to the left and right arrows. Now we have this set for movements of 5 seconds. I'm going to start playing this file. It's in the middle of a radio program. And I just jumped it forward by 5 seconds at a time. That would be the way to hunt for a commercial or hunt for a particular place in a file that you want without missing very much in between jumps. And you have all these other increments. 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, and 1 hour. Remember, right arrow takes you forward. Left arrow takes you backward. The 9 key selects the increment of time that you're going to move by, and you use the up or down arrows to select the kind of movement, 1 track, 5 tracks, to the beginning or end, and time. So far, we've met a few individual keys, the information key, which is the 0, the time increment key, which is the 9, the move by percent key, which is the 8. Let's see if we can systematize things a little bit. Although the commands differ just a little bit from program to program in the book sense, there is a kind of uniformity of commands, and it runs like this. The 1, 2, and 3 keys relate to marks, setting marks, going to marks, and deleting marks. The 4, 5, and 6 keys relate to speed, slowing the unit down, speeding it up, and going to normal speed. And the 7, 8, and 9 keys generally relate to movement of some kind, move by percentage, selecting the increment of time, and so forth. And the star, pound, and 0 keys, that is the OK, cancel, and 0 keys, we'll call action and information. So, if you just remember 1, 2, and 3 are marks, 4, 5, and 6 are speed, 7, 8, and 9 relate to movement, and the bottom row are action and information, you have the keyboard for all the programs. As I say, the names of the commands may differ a little bit, but that's how the keyboard is laid out, and that will stand you in pretty good stead for at least 3 of the 4 programs, the media player, the document reader, and the Daisy player. The radio isn't designed for reading, so it doesn't quite fit in, but the other 3 do. And while we're speaking about commands, this would be a good time to make friends with the help key. We touched on help briefly when we were in the menus, but there's a quick way to bring up help. Find that rectangular menu key near the top of the unit, press it and hold it for 2 seconds.
Open help mode.
And all of a sudden, instead of doing your biddings, the keys will trigger a message that explains the command that the key is associated with. Let's start with a simple one. Here's the message associated with the mode control at the top left of the machine.
Switch the program.
And that's a very good description of what it does. It switches the program from the media player to the Daisy reader to the document reader to the radio and back again. Let's try the volume up control.
Increase the volume.
And that's all it tells you. And that's all it does. Let's try the play control.
Play the selected file or folder. It will be operated as play and pause while playing. If you press more than 2 seconds, power will be toggled on and off.
So there are several different functions for the play control. It's a play, it's a pause, and it turns the machine on and off. And the help file gives you a short description of all those functions. Let's try a number key. Bearing in mind that numbers 1, 2, and 3 are associated with marks, let's hear the message for key number 1.
Insert mark into current location.
Insert mark into current location. What happens is, you press number 1, BookSense asks you to enter a number from 1 to 1,000 of the mark you want to insert and then press OK. And bingo, you have a mark that you can return to. So if the 1 key inserts a mark, what would the 2 key do?
Go to the set mark.
Go to the set mark. If you have set a mark with a number, press and release the 2 quickly. It will ask you which number mark you want to go to. Enter that number, press OK, and bingo, you're at the mark. Now, if 1 sets the mark and 2 allows you to go to it, what would 3 do?
Delete the set mark.
Delete the set mark. In order to delete a mark, you would press 3, release it quickly, and then enter the number of the mark that you no longer needed. And it will ask you if you're sure you want to delete that mark. If you're sure you want to delete, just press the OK key for yes, and the mark is deleted. So, set mark, go to mark, delete mark. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Well, that brings us to the 4, 5, and 6 keys, which affect the speed of playing. But in order to look at those, I want to get us out of help mode. And the way to do that is exactly the same way we got in. We'll press the rectangular menu key and hold it in for 2 seconds.
Close help mode.
To summarize the speed controls, the 4 key slows down the play, the 6 key speeds it up, and the 5 key brings you back to normal speed, which the BookSense calls 0. We're set to 0 right now, and I'll press the 4 key.
Speed minus 1.
Speed minus 1.
Speed minus 2.
I've pressed it again, and we've got speed minus 2, and I think that's as far down as it goes.
Speed minus 2.
So we'll press the 5 key to go back to 0.
Speed 0.
Back to normal speed. And let's see about speeding things up with the 6 key.
Speed 1. Speed 2. Speed 3. Speed 4.
You have 4 levels of speed you can increase, and 2 levels of speed you can decrease. I'll take us back to 0.
Speed 0.
And I'm going to hit the play and put you in the middle of a short story. It won't make any sense at all. I just want you to hear what the machine sounds like as it speeds up. The voice gets faster, but the pitch doesn't change.
In a messy and chaotic heap. They needed a break for lunch anyway, and a little private time behind some trees.
You're going to want to experiment with the speed control on your own files. I pushed the 6 key 4 times to speed the BookSense up as fast as it would go, and you could hear the voice get a little faster. There's a little distortion that enters into the voice, but the pitch doesn't increase along with the speed. So no matter how fast or how slow you have set the BookSense, you can press the 5 key and bring it back to
speed 0.
To review what we've done so far, we have marks 1, 2, and 3, set mark, go to mark, delete mark, speed 4, 5, 6, slow down, go back to normal speed, and speed up. 7, 8, and 9 mostly relate to movement. We've already met the 8 and 9 key. The 8 key lets you move by percentage, and the 9 key allows you to set the amount of time that the BookSense will move when you press the left and right arrow. The 7 key lets you change equalizer presets. There are 3 different equalizer presets for the BookSense: classic, pop, and rock, and they accent the bass or accent the high frequencies a little bit. You might want to experiment with your own files and see which ones you like best. If you press the 7 key 4 times in a row, this is what you'll hear.
Pop, classic, rock, normal.
Pop, classic, rock, and normal. These presets probably won't have much effect on the speakers of the BookSense, but in earphones or if you attach the unit to some high-powered speakers, it'll probably make quite a difference. So to review the 7, 8, and 9 keys, the 7 is change equalizer setting, the 8 is move by percentage, and the 9 lets you adjust the amount of time that you'll move using the left and right arrows. And of course, we already met the keys on the bottom row. At the left, cancel, in the middle, the information key, and on the right, OK. And that's the full row of command keys on the BookSense as far as the media player is concerned whenever you're playing a file. 1, 2, and 3, marks. 4, 5, and 6, speed. 7, 8, and 9, movement of some kind, moving the texture of the sound, moving around in the file in one way or another. And the star, 0, and pound keys, or cancel, information, and OK. And so it seems like we're done with the command keys, but you're never really done in a command-rich product like the BookSense, so sure enough, there are a couple of other functions to explore. We haven't yet looked at what will happen when you press the 7, 8, and 9 keys and hold them for 2 seconds. Well, let's take this up with the BookSense itself. I'll hold the key.
Successfully saved playlist.
Successfully saved playlist. As you move around in your file list and you select files and then press the OK key, they get added to the playlist. And if you don't want to have to do that every time, you can save that playlist. And there's a menu item in the media player that will allow you to open it, choose one of your playlists, and work on it again later. Now let's press the 8 key and hold that.
Repeat on.
Repeat on. A second long press of that 8 key turns the repeat mode off again. And the 9 key held down.
Shuffle play on.
Shuffle play on. That will play all the files in your playlist in random order. And we'll turn it off.
Shuffle play off.
And now let's go visit the playlist entry in the media player menu.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialog.
At the top of the menu is the equalizer setting, but if we press the down arrow.
Playback settings. Dialog.
We first come to playback settings. We'll explore those in a moment. And then.
Select playlist. Pull down.
Select playlist. I'll press the right arrow.
My playlist. Dialog.
And that takes me into a directory called My Playlists. If I press the right arrow here.
My playlist dialog box. My playlist. Playlist 001. List box.
They're saved in serial order. Playlist 001, 002, and so forth. And then when you get to the bottom of the list, it cycles back around and takes you to the top.
Playlist 002. Playlist 003. Playlist 004. Playlist 001.
When you get to the playlist you want, simply press the OK key, and you'll be at the top of that playlist, ready to use the first file, and ready to move around in that playlist and do whatever you want to do. I mentioned before we were going to go back into the menu and look at the playback settings. So let's open the media player menu.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialog.
And press the down arrow.
Playback settings. Dialog.
Playback settings.
Media playback setting. Dialog. Read file name. No. Combo box.
Read file name. No. When you change files, you may not want to hear the name automatically read, so you might want to leave this set to no. Or, on the other hand, if you want to know what file you're entering, set this to yes.
Times to repeat the specified track, 3, combo box.
Times to repeat the specified track, 3. Let's see what our options are. Press the right arrow.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, unlimited.
Moving on down in the menu, the next one affects the shuffle control.
Shuffle play off combo box.
Of course, we've got a shortcut key that we can use to turn that off and on, the 9 key.
Repeat off combo box.
And we have a shortcut key, the 8 key, that we hold that for 2 seconds, and we can turn that mode on and off with a hotkey. One of the most useful playback features in the media player works automatically and requires no item in the settings menu. When you stop playing in the middle of a shorter file, let's say one of your favorite tracks from a CD, you probably don't want to save your place, and BookSense won't remember where you leave off in shorter audio files. But if the file is 10 minutes long or longer, BookSense will automatically mark your place if you exit the file before the end. Later, when you restart the file, BookSense will begin playing exactly where you left off. If the file originated from Audible.com, BookSense will save your place in the file, no matter what the length might be. Well, there are lots of features here in the media player, and the best way to get familiar with them is a little bit of practice. Put the secure digital card that came with the BookSense into a card reader, connect it to your computer, and put some files in the music folder. Once you put that card back in the BookSense, you'll have some files on which you can experiment and try out some of these commands. Once you're playing a file in a folder, the default movement is by one track, so if you just press the left arrow or the right arrow, you'll move back and forth by one track at a time. If you press the up arrow once, you'll be moving by time, and you can use the 9 key to change the interval time you'll move from 5 seconds to 10 seconds to 30 seconds, and so forth. Just remember, type of movement is governed by the up and down arrows, and the actual movement comes with the left and right arrows. All it will take is just a little bit of practice to bring out all the power in this small but flexible BookSense XT.